How did day one go?
Day one, practice. I don't want to say it's a typical day one. The positives were there was a lot of production. I think you saw the offense. I think it had 19 big plays, so there was a lot of production. But the penalties were way too high. I mean, we were in double digits, just pure penalties thrown, combative penalties, and we had 13 pre-snap penalties. So that's outrageous. So I think it tells you how training camp starts. It's just getting back to the disciplines of the basic mechanics. And that's why that's why you have training camp, and that was our start yesterday. But there's a lot of good things, a lot of good things on defense, special teams, fundamental work was off to a good start, but productive, but not disciplined enough.
Coach Clay's turning 30. He's been here a long time. Can you just talk about his growth as a Packer and where he is now going into his eighth season?
Just in a personal conversation with Clay Matthews the other day. We were just kind of talking about how fast time has gone and the different things that he's accomplished in his career and, and even more so where he is in his personal life and all the great things that he's blessed with. So, I think, really off of that too, we're just having a moment to drive up from practice yesterday with Morgan Burnett and Sam Shields. And, they're in year seven, because we're talking about it. And I said, well, you guys are in your, fifth year or so. And it's just how fast this goes and how important it is to take advantage of every opportunity. So I would think Clay's definitely in that same mindset. You can really see the urgency in all of our veteran players because it does go fast. I mean, it flies by, and it's so important to take advantage of every opportunity.
Hey, Mike, when a rookie has a first day like
that. Where's your suit and tie today?
It's too hot.
Oh, I thought maybe the boss pulled out of the parking lot or something.
Right. When a rookie like Trevor has a day like he had yesterday, what do you look for in days two, three, four, five?
Well, really, I mean, look at the big plays Trevor made yesterday. I think it kind of falls in line with what I just talked about, kind of the overall performance of the practice. Really productive. You see the big plays, but it's the details, the fundamentals, the little things, the disciplines, and so you just want to see him build off of that because he has shown that he can make big plays. But you want him to do the details of the things that require the offensive defensive player to be a first, second, and third down player. So he's off to a good start.
Jordy was telling us he thought that the offensive production day one is the most he's ever seen on any day one. Would you agree with what you've seen? You have a larger sample size.
I really don't view the whole practice that way, and frankly, I don't put a lot of stock into that. I know the offense being in the offensive meeting, we have an overall presentation each and every day, the pros and cons that go on. So, 19 big plays is I would say definitely one of the most productive days of a day one for camp, but there's definitely another side of that too.
Mike, around the time of the draft, there was a lot of discussion about players that fit that safety linebacker sort of hybrid role. And I was wondering, do you think that's a trend that will continue over the next few years, or is it more of a flash in the pan type?
I think it's a primary position in the National Football League. I've talked about, I think, the importance of the attack in the middle of the field, but also defending it. So I think you have to have as many hybrid, to use the term, players that are big enough to play run defense in there, but also super athletic enough to handle, the players that are attacking the middle of the field. So I think it's a position or a body type that you can't have enough of.
Dayton's kind of moving to a new position a little bit this year. Can you talk about maybe what you've seen from him this offseason and now where he's at going?
Well, Dayton's really going to build off what he accomplished last year. I mean, he kind of did it in small doses, and we made it a permanent role there at some point later in the season. So I just want to see him build off of that production. He's earned more opportunities, so just to be productive with that. But, to be able to play the nine technique, the seven, the six, and the five, and go in there playing the three in situational defense, it definitely fits his game. And I thought he was very, very productive doing that in the second half of the season.
Mike, how does moving into Elephant allow you to lessen Julius' snaps, and what's kind of your philosophy on where the sweet spot is for how much you want to play Julius?
you know, really, the snap projection is something we'll come out of training camp and take a look at. Really just focusing on Julius' snaps for training camp. You know, but Dayton definitely is someone that will play more. And moving him to the elephant position, he's just in the room where you're talking about the multiple positions each and every day where the D-line room is more centered on, you know, from the five technique end. So, and that's just, from an instruction standpoint, it's better for Dayton, but, it's definitely, part of that elephant rotation.
Back on Peppers, because you have Perry and you have Dayton, is it possible to maybe save Julius more for pass-rushing situations? Well, not exclusively, but, kind of.
It's a good thought, and, once again, we're in training camp phase of this season. You really have to get through the install, play the games, and never how the 53 man roster shakes out, and that's when you make those decisions. But that hopefully we are in that position.
Is this a situation where you're preparing your number two a little more than you would in previous training camps because of the extra preseason game? Number two quarterback, is he getting more exposure to start the camp than you normally would?
Well, I would like to think we coach them this way all the time, but I agree with your thought process. I mean, he's going to have more opportunities. The fifth preseason game, no one's going to benefit from that more than Brett Hundley, no doubt. I mean, we want to see Brett play as much as he possibly can, and then from that, you got to make sure what's going on around him, and make sure you're getting the other two guys, their opportunities. But the fifth preseason game will benefit all of our younger players, and definitely will benefit Brett Hundley.
Two more snaps leading in to the first preseason game?
Well, there's a couple more practices, so I mean that'll push his numbers up. But as far as if you looked at the team periods yesterday, if you do track that, you wouldn't see a big variance in rotation of snaps of the one and two as opposed to prior years. But on the other side of that is we are conscious of how much Aaron's throwing the ball. I mean, that's something that we need to be conscious of.
No, he's not out there yet, but do you have a sense for the difference Jared Cook can make for this offense, where his biggest contribution will come?
Well, with Jared Cook being out there in the spring, he's definitely everything we thought he'd be. He's a big, strong, athletic tight end that can play on the line, off the line, and definitely attacks the middle of the field, which is something of a priority for us as we move into the season. So he looks really comfortable. He's doing very well based on the medical report last night. They're all making progress on the PUP group, and I look forward for Jared to make an impact this year.
Mike, you mentioned Sam and Morgan riding with you. Is that rotation thing?
You have the veteran shuttle, and it just wasn't moving fast enough. So, you got two of your guys sitting on the curb, you pick them up, right? You don't just drive by them.